Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Here's to your health with yours truly, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. That's me, ND. I am not a medical doctor, and I want you to know that from get go, like we used to say back in the day. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic doctor, meaning I use natural modalities such as herbs and whole food and good water and exercise and prayer and meditation rather than synthetic drugs or medicine to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. I'm also a raw food chef. I teach, and I'm an instructor, and I'm a student. with certifications in herbology and nutrition and dried blood cell analysis. You know, all those good things to assist the body in doing its job that it does so very well if we just allow it to, if we just give it what it needs, fresh air, sunshine, you know, things like that. We have really got to get back to the foundation, to the basics. You know, there's too much sickness. There's too much dis-ease. We've got to do away with some of the stress and just take time to deep breathe and just live and love and be happy. Remember back in the day, well, I don't know if a lot of you are my age, and I'm kind of up there, and hey, I'm not ashamed of it. I'll be 60 years old next year, and I'm having the time of my life. I'm having a ball in this life. But, you know, we just got to get back to the things we used to do. You know, when was the last time your family sat down and had a meal together? And not rushing through to go somewhere. You know, nobody's rushing to get here or rushing to get there. But just everybody's just having a good time. Just sitting, talking, you know, over what happened during the day. I remember when I was growing up, we would sit down and have dinner, and my mother would ask us, what happened in school today? What went on in school? What did you learn? You know, and it was just a time to just sit and just enjoy our food and, you know, enjoy each other. Wow, where have those times gone? We got to go back. We got to get back to those times. Before we go any further, I want to give you my affirmation for today. Do you do affirmations? If not, why not? We're going to have a show one day on affirmations. But, I love affirmations. And my affirmation for today says, I love life. And anybody know me knows that I love life. From the moment I wake up in the morning and my eyes pop open and I do this stretch and I just say, thank you. I'm just so happy to be alive and to be in a conscious state. So my affirmation says, I love life. It is my birthright to live fully and freely. I give to life exactly what I want life to give to me. I am glad to be alive. I love life. Do you love life today? You know, with everything that's going on in the world, all the isms and schisms, do you love life? Yeah, I love life. I hope you guys have had an awesome day today. I've got a guest with me that's going to be with me on the show today, and I am so excited. This young man got it going on. I'm telling you, you guys, y'all around Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. When I just mentioned the name Wilfred Raw Venture Campbell, it's so awesome to talk to him. You know, he's just a down-to-earth, I mean, listen, we talked on the phone for like an hour and 45 minutes. How I know that? My clock, my telephone keeps time. And it was just so awesome talking to him. I mean, he is just so for real. You know, like he's like a brother or a son or a cousin or an uncle. And it was just such a pleasure to just talk to him. I mean, I call him the chef extraordinaire because, people, let me tell you something. You got to visit him on Facebook. I'm telling you. You know, you guys know, I believe in giving honor to whom honor is due. I'm telling you. And I'm going to be learning some things from him. I'm telling some things because this young man, he is bad. And you know what? It's so awesome because we all have something to give, you know, whatever it is. we're all somebody. You know, we were put on this planet. We came to this planet for a reason. So, you know, we don't have to worry about, you know, well, what if I do this and he gets this, or what if I do that and she gets... Don't sweat none of that. Don't even be caught up in that negative vibration. Live. You know, I believe in giving. I give, and it's given unto me. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men, women, boys, and girls, give unto my bosom. And I'm just so thankful that I learned as a child. My mother was a giver. My mother was the type of woman, she would give you, if she knew you didn't have cover, she would give you her blankets, you know, and sleep under a sheet. I am for real. So I was raised seeing this woman. There was always somebody in our home having dinner. She was always feeding somebody. I remember we would bring kids home from school and to have lunch, and she would always make them feel so warm and so welcome. And sometimes it would be like French fries. You know, I remember times, you know, we had these great big old bags of French potatoes, and she would make us French fries. You know, I didn't know we were poor because everybody wanted to come home with me for lunch and eat French fries, you know. So I'm thinking, hey, we must have it going on, you know. So it's just appreciating the little things. I remember one of my friends was telling me, I was talking about how these kids now, their gym shoes are so much, and I remember how we had tennis shoes, but yeah, we didn't call them gym shoes or we and Nikes and all. We didn't have none of that. We just said tennis shoes. I remember getting a new pair of Keds, and me and my brothers would be out in the street seeing whose Keds can run the fastest. You know, I mean, those were good times. So, yeah, we got a good show going on for you tonight, and I know you guys are going to be excited because, you know what, all of you that are on Facebook and you know this young man, you know that, hey, we are in for a treat. I'm just so excited, you know. I talked to him the other day, and I say, I bet after we got off the phone, I bet he said, she talked my ear off, but it was just, I mean, and you know what? I could have gone on and on and on and on and on like I'm doing now, so okay. So much for that. But, yeah, that's who we got with us tonight, the chef extraordinaire. And I invited my son to be on because he's a chef out in California, and I hope he gets off in time so he can get on the call and just usurp some of this wisdom and this knowledge from this young man. I told him, I say, Yakub, you will be so blessed, my brother. If you can just, you know, tune in a little time, just take your break, go into the bathroom and call in, you know, so you can hear this call. So I am so excited. Let me tell you that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I want to get that out of the way because I want you guys to know that this young lady that sponsors my show, that produces my show, is she's something else. And I want you guys to check out the lineup that we have going on during the week because we really have some awesome people, you know, doing shows during the week. We've got the Queen and we've got other people. So just check out the lineup, okay? So let's see. I want to tell you guys that there's going to be a seminar this coming Thursday, December the 1st, at the Troy Community Center. For all of you that have been emailing me and calling me concerning more information on Juice Plus, please don't give up on me. It's just that I've been so busy trying to get some things taken care of, but I intend to get back with each and every one of you. You have my word on that, and you know I'm good. You know I'm good for it. It's just give me a little time to get back with you. But I will get you more information on this phenomenal Juice Plus. But in the meantime, just go to www.juiceplus, J-U-I-C-E, plus, P-L-U-S, .com, and just check it out. You know, for any further information, see me. And this seminar coming up December the 1st at 6:30, I always say 6 o'clock because, I tell people that I'm inviting, I say, be early or be on time. Please don't be late, okay, if at all possible. It's about exercise and nutrition. And the speaker is going to be Sid Drain. He's a master scientist. And you know what's so awesome? It's so awesome to hear doctors, MDs, medical doctors, talk about the benefits of eating a whole food regimen. You see, it blows me away when I go to these seminars and I hear doctors, MDs, talk about how important it is to eat whole foods. It's amazing. And I'm loving it. So I welcome you to come out to this seminar Thursday, December the 1st at the Troy Community Center. That's at 3179 Livernois in Troy, Michigan. For further information, contact me at 734. This is my office number, 734-895-1940. That's 734-895-1940. It's going to be an interactive program designed to help you understand your different energy systems, the value of exercising, the relationship of nutrition and exercise, the hype behind diets, why most diets, get it? Diets don't work, what to do, which exercises are best for you. We're all different. And there's some exercises that work better for some than others. Okay, so it's all about knowing you. You know, I don't try to do anybody else. I do me. And if you can just perfect that, then it's like, hey, yay, you know. So just come out and listen to Sid as he helps us discover the factors in our life that may even be zapping our energy and our vigor, and learn what you need to know to have a long, active, healthy, prosperous, abundant life. You know, it ain't no fun when you don't feel good, when you can't get up, and when you don't feel like moving around, when you got all these little aches and pains and what have you. It don't feel good. So, okay, listen, guys, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this show tonight. I don't want to prolong it because, you know what, we really don't have enough time. We should have really purchased a two-hour slot tonight because I'm going to get a chance tonight. Do you have your pencils and papers? Every week I tell you, get your pencil and paper so that you can, you know, take down some pertinent information that's going to be given. My website, www.4yourgoodhealth.com. For any information, you know, anything like that, check it out. You know, I'm working out. This is a website I'm working on myself, you know. Cutting down expenses, yes, definitely. So, you know, go on and check it out. And if there's anything you want to know, feel free to just give me a call or email me at YBPO, Y, the letter Y, the letter B is in boy, the letter P is in Paul, the letter O is in orange, YBPO. 411@yahoo.com. Okay, and once again, the number where I can be reached, 734-895-1940. Okay? Okay, on that note, let me see. Okay, I see my guest has entered the studio. So at this time, I just want to, let me make sure I got my pencil and paper. I want to let you guys know that during the show, if you have any questions, any comments, or anything like that, please just press option 1 on your phone, okay? On your phone keypad, just press the option 1. I can see your hand waving, and then that way I can bring you in, okay? Okay, once again, just press option 1. So now, At this time, I'm going to welcome my guest to the studio. And like I said, it's a pleasure to have him with us this evening. Wilford Rawbencher Campbell, those of us that's on Facebook, you know, we know him as the chef extraordinaire, the maestro, you know, all those good adjective words like that. You know, but you guys are in for a treat. So at this time, I'd just like to say welcome to my guest. Welcome, Wilford.
Hey, how you doing?
I am excellent. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous, and it's a great opportunity. I take this great opportunity to be here to share this information with everyone, and I thank you. I'm grateful and thank you. Thank you.
No, you know what, my brother, I am grateful. I am so thankful to have you on the show tonight because, you know what, we're going to learn tonight, and I'm just gonna let you more or less have it tonight. This is going to be your show tonight. I'm for real because I get to do this every week. So tonight, this is going to be your show, and I let the listening audience know that this is going to be a show just concerning, you know, making some healthy changes, implementing some healthy things. So on that note, I want to present to you guys and introduce to others Wilford Rawbencher Campbell. And Wilford, just start out by just telling us a little bit about yourself and your passion.
Yeah, my name is Wilford Rawbencher Campbell, and I'm a raw food chef and also health coach and a life conditioning coach. I also have a business with wonderful sister, Sarita Altia Daly, which is Bliss Return, where we teach on business, coach on business, relationship, health, and nutrition, and how to use the law of attraction in your life. And we create a Facebook page, which is a group page, which is the Law of Attraction University. You know, and we teach everyone how to attract things in their life. You know, what you focus on is what you're going to get. You know, when it comes to food, relationships, you know, business, anything like that in life, you know. And we try to maintain a positive because everything in life deals with energy. And we try to keep a positive energy around us and teach people how to harness that power within them so that they can live a better life. You know, with that said, you know, that's basically what we do. And we're going to get into talking about health, you know. Now, a lot of people always ask me, like, what is, I'm a raw food chef and I'm living a raw food lifestyle. And do you have to go 100% raw to reap the benefits? You know, you don't have to go 100% raw to reap the benefits of raw food. You know, you can do a 50% raw and you can feel the difference in that, you know. And you also can think about different ways to add raw food. Raw food just doesn't mean, it can mean adding a smoothie to your regular meal, adding some juices, a salad to your meal. It doesn't have to be those elaborate recipes that you see. And when we at Bliss Return, we approach health with this, that what we eat significantly affect our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. You know, we all have different body types, ethnic background, medical history, stress level, caloric needs, and psychological response to food. So therefore, right way for anyone to, you know, you have to choose a lifestyle that's, you know, right for you. You know, one of the first steps for me, you know, is to incorporate healthy food. You have to, and change habits. You know, you have to educate yourself on what are healthy foods and which are not. Some people don't know what are healthy foods, which are not, you know. This process is about learning how to prepare your food, making smart choices, while also addressing key issues one step at a time, you know. You know, you have to understand what food is best for your body, what food energizes your body, which food leaving you feeling down and out, you know, after a couple of minutes of eating them. You know, look at the difference, how you feel and stuff like that. Not because somebody say this is a great, this is great for me and this is great for the body, you're going to do it and think it's going to be great. You know, you're deterring your health doing that. And also, you know, another thing is you have to pay close attention to the signal your body gives you while you're eating, you're adjusting to eating these foods. You know, body tells you that. And once you start paying attention to your body and you start reflecting and, you know, sit back, you welcome gratitude, relaxation, and breathing, and you take all this thing with love, you know. Love is always the key component in anything of who we are, love. You know, go back right to the source. And when this comes to health, water is very important. I hear people say that, oh, I don't like water. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like how, you know, I mean, water, H2O. Our body is made up of water. How can you not like water? The reason why your body stores water, or the first time, whenever you go on a weight loss program, you will lose water weight because the body has to store water to remove all the toxic food you've been eating. So if you're not drinking water and eating all that toxic food, your body is going to retain water just to help you, you know. Pollution, dilution, that's how it goes. So definitely by drinking more water, and one of the best things that I hear Dr. Doris touch on was whole, healthy food, organic food, whether it be fruits, vegetables, or grains. One other thing is fruits are full of fiber and also full of distilled liquid, which is the juices, which flushes the cells out, you know. And you're dealing with everything on a cellular level. So you definitely need it's not a want. You need water in your system, you know, to clean all the toxic out. And toxic is not just about, when we say food as part of, important part of health, food is just one part of health when you're doing a holistic approach to it. You know, you have water, you have air, you have exercise, emotions, and your mental state of mind is very important when it comes to health. You know, those things all have to be covered. So you just can't say, oh, I'm just going to get healthy, and you're running around doing all kind of craziness, and you're not working out. Nah. It's all these components is into holistic health, into being healthy. You know, so, you know, you may go out there, and early in the week, we talk and we touch on, there's a lot of times people read things and they're thinking, oh, I got knowledge of this. Reading something is about, it's like collecting, it's information. Putting it into practice in your life, that's knowledge, because now you know it works. Now you know how it works. Now you know how it feels. You know, you can say, this person said this worked for me. This person said that worked for me. Well, you know, if you're not incorporating these things in your life, you don't know how they work and what effect they have on your body. And that's the key important thing is, what works for me, not what works for some person, is what works for you, what fit into your lifestyle, what fit into your family, what can your budget afford, you know. Those are the key things that you have to look at when it comes to your health, you know. And one other thing I want to say, you know, where we have to look at is this, you know, just to give you an example, when you think about raw macadamia nuts, you know, raw macadamia nuts is very dense for the body to digest and everything like that. But you can, somebody can get a potato down the street, which is farm grown locally, and you know, lightly bake it and eat it, and it do better than some raw macadamia nuts. So, you know, on the body. So you have to pay attention to these things. You know, support your local farmers. That's very important, to support the local farmers, because these big farm companies don't care about what they give you. Local farmers put love and everything, because food is about energy. Everything, and I can't say this enough, is about transformation of energy. When I create my raw food, I infuse my energy into it, and I'm giving you my love. Just like the earth provides us with the food, it's like it's a reciprocation of that love. I'm providing you with that love. We're providing each other, your family, with that love. You know, so when you go to these big factory farm and these, there's no love in the food, and you wonder, sometimes you go home feeling all sad and we're all these emotional, you're so emotional. You know, you got to think about the food you're eating. If you can call those things in the store food, then you can call it apple food or orange food or even a piece of lettuce food then if you're calling these things in the store food. You know, it's very important to make wise, healthy choices. And, you know, with that said, you know, it's like when you're going on a people say that, always say to me, and they ask me questions, and how do you get this vitamin? How do you get calcium? How do you get this, you know? And I'm like, are you serious? How do I not get it? There's so much things in nature. There's abundance with it, you know. From when I deal with calcium, I go from sesame seed, kale, collards, bok choy, broccoli, kelps, and figs. Those are loaded with calcium. And one of the things that, you know, you get in calcium that's easy to break down by the body, which it doesn't stress the body. The body can, the immune system can't heal. You know, when it comes to iron, you know, there's so many things, dill, thyme, parsley, oregano, all these basil, all these herbs are full of iron. But one of the key things I always hear people say is, oh, I don't like that. I don't like how it tastes. It doesn't taste good. Oh, I tried this and it didn't work. You tried it because you only eat things that you like. You have to eat things that the body needs to function on a cellular level. You know, if you treat your body right, your body will treat you right. But if you wear and tear and you disrespect your body, then it's going to just break down on you. Pain and sickness is a form of the body telling you, look, you need to take better care of me so I can take better care of you. You know, you don't want to wait till like this, you know. And one other thing I said on Facebook the other day was, it's not about the harvest that we're supposed to be so important and care about. It's about the seeds that we're planting, you know. Definitely we have to plant good seeds to reap good harvest. You know, and I know within myself that some of the harvest that I'm, some of the seeds that I'm planting I may never see, but that doesn't matter to me because I know the next generation will reap what I'm laying down right now, and that's what I'm looking forward. That's what gives me the inspiration to carry on and keep going. So I'm leaving a legacy behind so that everyone can pick up on it. Because I'm always grateful for those that blaze the trail and made the way for me and others to come along and add to it. And that's what we continuously doing is adding to it. You know, these information is provided out there for us to share and learn from and build on, you know. When I get information, I feel it's my duty to educate the public. To go, there's no information just meant exclusively for Wilfred Ralph Venture Campbell. You know, I ask the universe for this knowledge, this thing, this business, and it gives me. And in return, I said, I'm going to educate the public because I'm grateful and I'm thankful. This is my way of being thankful, you know. And when we're making healthier choices, it's a mind, body, and spirit thing. Everything has to be in coordination, you know. You can't say, well, you know, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Oh, I don't have the time. You have to make time for that. You are very important. You're the most important person to yourself in your life. You are. Because if you're not taking good care of yourself, how are you going to take care of your family? You want to see your kids live? You want to be there for them. You know, who are you doing? You're not doing this for me. You're doing this for yourself. Self is the most important. Healthy love for self is essential. As long, when you love yourself, you can love somebody deeply. You can't not love yourself and say you're going to love somebody. That's why, you know, you don't have a good relationship with food. You don't have a good relationship with this person, that person. You have to have a good relationship. You know, some people say, I can't eat this food because it's going to get me fat. Oh, I can't eat it. It's going to go here. You know, you already have a bad relationship about food anyway, so... You know, you need to recreate a relationship with your food again, you know, where you're in control. Food is constant. It's the thoughts that goes back and forth. Food can be your medicine or it can be your worst enemy.
That's right. And I liked the other day, Wilfred, how you said, you know, it goes beyond food. You know, it goes beyond food. And I think when we realize that, you know, it's not really, a lot of times we think that, like you said, I don't like this, I can't eat that. But it's things that we have developed in ourselves, sometimes from childhood. Because I remember I shared an experience how, you know, I said all my life just about that. I didn't like green peppers. until I was put on the station at my son's preschool, and we were having a vegetable day, and we had different vegetables set up at different stations, and I got put on the green pepper station. And when each child came around, I had to tell them, would you like a piece of green pepper? And they would say, no, I don't like that. And I say, why? Have you ever tried it? And they say, no. And I say, well, look, try it. And I would taste a piece of it. By the end of the day, I loved green peppers. And today, I eat them almost every day. I love them.
Definitely.
So I understand. Yeah. That is so true, you know, what you said about, you know, it goes beyond food. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, before we go any further, we do have a caller, and I want to let my listening audience know tonight, we have a packed house, so listen, if you have a question, all you have to do is press option one, and I see we have a caller calling in from the 702 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health tonight, caller, with Wilfred Raw Venture Campbell.
Hi, Doris.
Hi.
Can you hear me? This is your classmate, Valerie, from Las Vegas.
Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the show tonight.
And
wow,
I just
it's good to have you on.
You know, it's so great to hear people talking about good health. And even just being at the reunion, you could just see those people that have adopted a healthy lifestyle. And you definitely looked fantastic.
Well,
you know,
hey, ditto, because you did too, my sister. Yes, you did. Yes.
And I have been into health and wellness for a long time, and I just want to express to people that we don't have to have those same diseases that our parents had and their parents had, because it's all about how we eat and what we eat. And I'm going to be honest, Thanksgiving, I ate too much, and I'm regretting it now. But I just see the difference in the mindset, because the body starts to want differently when you take care of it. And I have to thank God I have not been sick, you know, other than being in the hospital, having two kids. And it goes to making choices. And I think the older we get, we have to get more serious with making those choices. So I have been taking, you know, health supplements, and I'm even looking at your juice thing, but it has always been a part of my life. But now trying to just eat better and healthier. And the guy that was on, I found a local grower, a woman that's got some acres, and I'm telling you, she keeps me filled with fresh greens. And I'm so addicted to it, because they taste better. They're cleaner, and everything I'm eating, I'm just keeping regulated, you know, and it's all about keeping that colon clean. So I just want to thank the two of you for being on the air, and I'm going to really start following you and telling people about you, because it's all about us making a mindset to live a purpose-driven life. We have got to be healthy,
and that's a healthy mind,
body and spirit and soul, and it's
exactly
what we put in it, and like you say, even the family, because I've gone up to 240 pounds at one time, and it was just through reckless eating, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell everybody.
But see, that's all about knowing yourself, Valerie, and that's what Wilfred was talking about. When you begin to really love yourself, you want to do what's best for you, you know. And how can I possibly say I love somebody else and I'm just doing myself any kind of eating anything? Okay, I'm so hungry until I got to pull over and say, okay, give me a double burger and supersize it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about loving me to the point of I'm going to prepare something. I'm going to have, if it's nothing but a salad in the fridge, I'm going to have something that I can pull out and eat on a moment's notice. But it's going to be healthy.
Yes.
You see, and you have got to visit. I don't know if you visit Wilfred, Facebook page, but Wilfred, please give your information again, your Facebook information, so that
Wilfred,
the callers can get in touch, can look you up on Facebook or whatever other information you want to give.
Yeah, Wilfred Campbell, Wilfred Raw Venture Campbell, Facebook.com. Yeah, definitely, you know. And also, Bliss Return on Facebook, and we have the group University Law of Attraction University also. But definitely, and you can get in touch with Sarita Alcia Daly also, and definitely that's a great way, you know, we can get in touch and keep in touch. Just send me a friend request. I accept everyone, you know, everyone is welcome, because There is no one that's not welcome. You're all welcome to share. As long as it's positive, I don't care. It's good. You know, we're sharing. That's
a
beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's good to hear what she had to say about health and how she found a local grow. And that's the great thing is, you know, I live in New York City, and I'm a member of the food, local food co-op here. And, you know, it's a great thing because everything is grown within 500-mile radius. And we were talking about this the other day, you know, Dr. Doris, about how when food is taken from the source that, you know, it goes from living to because oxygen is being taken out of it because we eat food for the oxygen and stuff like that. That's why it's good to know the grower, know your grocer, and know where these foods are coming from because you don't want a food that's been sitting on the shelf for like 2-3 weeks. You want because anything that's cut off from the life source is going to be dead. It doesn't have any energy. You know, we don't eat food for the density. We eat for the energy, you know, the oxygen inside of it. And like, you know when about health is when there is blockage in your body or acidity, that's when illnesses form, diseases form. You know, they have a great book that I think everyone should get. And it's not even, I think it's $6.99 or $5.99 or something like that, The Mucusless Diet. And it has a great formula. V, you know, it's like P, I think it's V equal T minus O. Vitality equal power minus obstruction, something like that. But it definitely tells you as long as when there's no flow of oxygen or water in the body, then you know you're gonna have illness forming. And one of the things is that a lot of times people see other people getting great results from their diet. You know, I don't like to say diet because I like to say life.
Yeah, I like eating regimen.
Yeah, I like to say that. You know, I like to say
something like that.
Yeah, you know, because here's the thing. When you see somebody doing something and you jump onto it, they jump to do it, you know, you have to think about the acidity in your body. You have to get your body alkaline. That's why everyone always say, make sure you get a full body cleanse first and detox first to get your body alkaline, you know, because once you're following this jumping from this regimen to this other regimen, you know, and it's not working. The reason why it's not working is your body is too acidy. The pH level of your body is too acidy. You're eating too much acid food, processed food, microwave food. You're stressed. So what you want to do before you take on any regimen is to get your pH level, you know, low, you know, at the right, I think it's 7.5, 8.5 naturally. And once you can do that, then you can go on whatever, you know, whatever regimen you choose to. But you have to get the alkaline level in your body up, you know, and you have to eat a lot of alkaline food, you know.
That's right.
And that's definitely it. You know, once you can do that, you know, it's a health is just like minutes away. But if you're going to pile stuff on the plate and keep piling it, you're not going to really get any results. You're working too hard, you know. Making these simple adjustments into your lifestyle would help you, you know, getting up in the morning or adding a green smoothie for 30 days can help you tremendously every morning, having a green smoothie. And one of the things that I like to do and I would encourage everyone to do, and I do have these recipes on my page and I post them in a different group. I'm also a member of this health group. It's a great group, great set of people, a wonderful set of people, Alternative Healthy Lifestyle page. And we share information from, you know, herbal supplements to everything. There's farmers in there. There's people that grow everything, you know, and they share how they're growing. And one of the things I've learned since I live in New York City is how to grow lettuce in a pot, you know, how to grow things on the windowsill, you know.
Yeah,
my own aloe vera, you know. So I'm learning these things, and I'm doing it in New York City. And if you have a yard or garden, shame on you.
Exactly.
You know, shame on you. Because I
exactly.
live in an apartment here in New York, and I'm doing this. I'm sprouting.
Wow.
And I'm sprouting.
Wow.
You know, so I go get my lentils, and I sprout them, you know, because sprouts is one of the great, full of nutrients. And that's the key thing that we had touched on also in our little conversation.
Yes.
Was.
But, Wilford, before we go any further, we do have another caller, and
right.
I want to thank Valerie for calling in. And,
yeah.
Valerie, we're going to have to get together because I'm going to have you on the show as well, my sister, because you're doing some good things too. So, you know, we have to, you know, be each other's, you know, bugle blowers. So we're going to have to get together and talk, and I'm going to have you be a guest on my show one evening.
Well,
how's
I
that?
Will be happy because I love what he said, one thing, about the law of attraction and positive.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
I don't know about people and their beliefs, but I believe all of that works together, and I always give God the glory. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And I'm going to stay in tune and invite some
okay.
people in, and thank you.
Great, and stay in touch, and we will be talking soon, okay?
Okay,
yes.
Bye-bye.
You know, yeah.
And we have yep. another caller before we go any further. I don't want to miss anybody tonight because we have
yeah,
a packed house tonight. So we have a caller that's calling from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with our special guest, Wilford Raw Venture Campbell, our chef extraordinary, Chef Extraordinary, do you have a comment or a question tonight?
Yes. Good evening, classmates, Valerie and Doris. This is Linda Bridges. Okay.
Good evening.
Okay. My question is that why all the time that when you hear the news, it's always something that they're already degrading or putting down, and you always know that water is very, very important to your body. But now they're saying that water, you get enough water in the juice and the Kool-Aid and everything else that you drink is toxic, still toxic to your body because it's full of sugar. So could you explain to me why that they come out with all these things that they say that's supposed to be you don't need because you're already getting it in some other form?
Well,
oh, like babies, you don't need to give babies water
right.
and things like that. I think, yeah,
and
someone had mentioned
right.
that too.
Right,
yeah, go ahead,
they,
Wilford.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times with the big farm companies, you know, they have these things and juices that's been enriched or fortified, which means that the minerals have been reaped out of them and they – you know, added them to it, like synthetic, you know. So
okay.
they feel that you don't need these things because they already given you these things. So if you're going out there and getting water, which is a natural thing which you shouldn't have to pay for, but that's another story anyway, you know, you won't need to be buying all these pasteurized juice, which is heated up for 100 and something degree and then put on the shelf to last forever. You know, it's all about money and business.
Yes.
So when you look at when you can go get a fruit from if you're growing fruits and you get fruits and you're getting these distilled, you know, organic juices, you don't you know, I used to drink a lot of water. Now I don't really drink water because all my food are living. So I'm getting the water naturally. Mm. You know, and this means that I don't have to go buy any juice. So guess what? Their juice is gonna sit in the store and nobody's gonna buy them. So they have to use these things to get you to buy it. And one of the things that these people use is fear. You know, once they can instill fear in you, you start, oh, yeah, I got to get it because they say this. So, you know, that's why we iterate earlier that you have to put these things into practice. Don't just listen to what they say. If you're putting these things into practice, then it goes from believing to knowing because you know for a fact, you know. And that's why I say those things are just information, but knowledge comes from putting them into practice. So
what
that's
kind of water do you recommend?
I deal with the Kangen water. Kangen water.
All right.
Which is alkaline,
all right.
alkaline
exactly.
water.
All right.
You know?
I do as well. You know, Dr.
Yeah.
D promotes that alkaline water, that Kangen.
That's
yeah,
right.
I definitely do that, and it's been great. I have great results with that.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
then,
I mean,
like you said, Wilford, we have to realize that it's a propaganda out there. And we have to know our bodies. You see what I'm saying? They have even started making juices to fit right in the hand of a child. And these things have as much sugar as 4 and 5 donuts. you know, as much calories as 4 and 5 donuts, but they're making it to appeal to the children. Remember with McDonald's how they did those golden archers? I don't care where you are in the world. If a child see those golden archers, they don't even know how to read or nothing. They just see those golden archers, and they know they want to go there. See, and we have to know that, you know, I always tell people, I say the revolution ain't going to be televised. So we have got to seek. We've got to find out for ourselves what's best for us.
Definitely. And that's where, you know, I say what, you know, where the thoughts comes in, what lies beyond food, you know. And,
that's right.
You know, and that's, it's all about, the energetic alignment of all four bodies, which, you know, is not just with the food choice we make, but the thoughts we choose to think, the emotion we choose to feel, and the belief system we choose to take on board and live by. You know, all these things are what placing, you know, all four things are placing in our life to help us. And, you know, when I say what goes beyond food, those are the things that goes beyond food for you. You know, the journey for me started with food, you know, and for you it might start with something else. But,
yeah,
you know, ultimately you will get to a point where you're realizing that it is more than just food, because it's like a balloon, you know, a hot air balloon. As you start throwing off stuff, you start floating higher and higher. And the more weight you throw off, the higher you float, the lighter you feel, and the more energetic you feel, and you're just like blissfully. And that's why we created Blissful Return. You feel blissfully. It's always Blissful Return. And it's definitely where you can do that with your food. You realize that the more nutrition dense food you eat, you don't need all that dense filling. You know, one of the things that we have to make sure of, that's why we have to support local farmers again, because we need micronutrients, not micro, which is fat and carbohydrates and protein. We need vitamins and minerals to activate the enzymes in our body to do the work, to build the cells. You know, take care of our body. If we're not getting these nutrition-dense food, we're going to keep eating, because there's a void inside of us that needs to be filled. Some people are just like, why am I keep eating? I just had, you know, your body's searching, and the brain is telling the body, it's like, the last time I felt like this, oh, you gave me pizza. Okay, then you're going to crave pizza, because your body's looking for that thing to really curb the urge that it's feeling. It's looking for it. For nutrients, and you know, and by you dealing with local farmers and supporting them, you know, where if you support your local farmers, they can grow more crops, and they can grow more crops the cheaper it can be. It's like a circle of life, you know. If you're not supporting them and you're supporting these big farms, they're going to go out of business, and then you're not going to have anything, you know, to live off of. So you have to do that. You know, community-based things are very important. You know, get in CSA, get involved with a CSA. You know, those
That's
are
right.
great things to do. You know, and
exactly,
definitely, you have to do that. You know, it's always a great thing to do.
Thank you so much, Linda, for calling in tonight. Did you have another question?
Yes, I wanted to know. Could you explain to me? Because I wrote it down a lot of things that you said. And I wanted to know, what did you mean by choose a life that's good for you? I know you're saying don't do nothing because somebody else do it.
Choose a life that's good for you?
Okay.
Well, basically, what I'm saying is this. You know, everybody has their path and their life path, you know. And we all have our purpose in life, you know, because somebody or some family member are doing this doesn't mean that it's right for you, you
okay.
know. And they're eating this or they're doing that. You, when you eat your food and you become present in the moment and tasting it and chewing it, and you're thinking, you know what? What's his name said this? But I don't see it. It doesn't taste good to me. You know, you start paying attention. But
mm-hmm.
this tastes better to me. You know, and then you say, you know what? Last time I had this, where did I get it from? Well, I got it from the store over there, or you know, something like that. You're choosing what, and then you're choosing your life, meaning that. What you're here for? What is your purpose here in life? What are you here for? You know, some people are here just to, you know, they're just in a relationship for being in there. There's no meaning in anything, you know. Finding your joy, you know, that's basically what I'm saying.
finding your purpose.
Your passion.
Your
purpose.
Passion. Your purpose. My purpose and my passion is food and educating the mass, and that's what I'm doing. Because that's what I ask the universe for. That's what I'm in line with. That's what the law of attraction is bringing to me. You know, this show was the law of attraction because I kept on, you know what, I feel good about it. I should do a show. And me and Sarita talk about creating our own, you know, law of attraction thing. And, you know, when you came to me with the idea and talked to me about it, I said, you know what, I'm going to clear my schedule up so I could be on this show.
That's
you know,
awesome.
It was not, I don't have time or I don't this. You know what? The universe brought me this, so I'm going to take it. I'm going to flow with the universe. I'm not going to resist it. I'm just going to flow effortlessly.
That's right.
And more.
And listen, guys, I'm sorry. You know what? We're running out of time, caller. I want to thank you so much. I mean, this has been great. You know, we're going to have you back on, and we're going to have your partner with us. You say her name is Sarita?
Sarita Altia Daly, yes. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, we've got to get her on, too. You know, it's all about sharing. You know, my theme is sharing is caring.
Caring.
And we got to do that.
Definitely.
So, listen, I want you to give the audience again, because I see we've got so many. We had a few that want to ask questions, and that's good. But, give your information again, Wilford.
Definitely. Questions are welcome, you know. And And it's Wilford Raw Venture Campbell. You know, I'm on Facebook, you know, and Bliss Return. That's our page. And any questions and things are welcome, definitely, because we me and Sarita has created is this company that deals with, like, relationship with business, you know, relationship, love, and anything like that, any areas, nutrition, coaching, and everything like that. So Definitely, everyone is welcome to call or send us a message and talk to us, you know, because, you know, the journey of success.
We'll have to do it again because this is what we need. We need different perspectives because we're all different. You know,
we are
all different. So this has been so good, and the clock on the wall says it's just time to go. But I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And please, let's do it again, okay?
Definitely. Thank you for having me. It's great. I'm thankful, you know, always for being
okay,
here.
Okay, well, listen, have an awesome night, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks,
yeah, we'll definitely talk. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, guys, I mean, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure and a privilege. I want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And remember to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth. This is why I do this. Your good health is my business. You see, like Wilford was talking about his passion, my passion is empowering the masses to overcome health challenges, health issues. So I thank you all. You got to check out that Juice Plus. Go to www.juiceplus.com. Just check it out. For any further information, call me. My website for that will be up soon. The number where I can be reached, 734-895-1940. Okay? I appreciate you guys because, see, anytime you take time out of your busy day to listen to Here's to Your Health, that we all win. Because if each one can reach one and teach one, that's so powerful. I thank Linda Bridges and Valerie Robinson for calling in tonight. I appreciate you guys. See, support, that's what this is all about. I thank you so very much. And once again, thank you to my guest, Wilford Raw Venture Campbell. Check him out on Facebook, y'all. You'll be glad you did. Have a blessed night, everybody. I love you all. And remember, take control of your health. Pay attention to your health, because if not, your health will demand your attention later on. Good night. See you next week. Same time, same place. Invite somebody on. Okay? Bye-bye.
time comes straggling in, all wind blown, and it's a lovely sight for sore eyes, but it's all that the desert's no home for a rose. Guess I always wish I could know things that you never told me. Sometimes it's so real I could swear I can see you standing right in your eyes and your hair all windblown. What a welcome sight you would be tonight, all windblown. There's a whisper I hear on the like a ghost it drifts through the trees, like a song